You're listening to another great episode of We Speak Dispatch, sponsored by our friends at Watson.
Welcome back, everyone, to another amazing episode of We Speak Dispatch, because if we are speaking dispatch, hopefully it gets you talking as well. We have our normal cast of characters plus a special guest, Don Jones.
Yay.
Yeah, you.
Very special, our favorite guest.
Yes. So we did a podcast earlier where the six of us talked about retiring or leaving the communication center, maybe to go to another job, or just because it was your time and it's time to go. And we figured out that we have 159 years of experience on this panel itself. And on the other podcast, we were talking about succession planning and some of those things. And after we stopped recording, we all, as we tend to do, continue to talk about the transition from being involved in a dispatch center, and like I said, 159 years just sitting on this panel, and how going back to quote unquote normal, what that looked like, and was that difficult for you? So I thought, when we started talking about it, we were like, hey, let's record this because we've got some really great things. So since Don is our guest today, and Don, you recently transitioned away from your communication center and you're doing some related but different work. How has that process been for you?
Initially, I felt like a huge weight was off my shoulders. I went golfing with my buddies the week after I gave my notice and I lost like 9 strokes. So I was relaxed. But I can tell you that I'm still in government life. So now I work for the state instead of a county. So obviously each agency has their own rules. So sometimes I'm like, we do what? Understanding those things. But the anxiety is just so different in the stress. I feel like, working in a comm center, I was working 100 miles an hour at any given moment. And also managing a comm center, it was 24/7. So if there was a weather issue or a fire or whatever, I felt like I was always on duty, even if I wasn't there, worried about my people, preparing for this and preparing for that. So now I'm a line level, if you will, at my new job. And I just have to worry about me. So I feel like my pace has slowed down dramatically. I tell people I went from 100 miles an hour to 10. It's probably not that slow. Some days maybe a little bit faster. But getting used to that pace is just so different. Nothing is as instantaneous as it was. It's not life or death. One of my roles, I have to write a letter. I'm a contract compliance manager, so I'm writing letters to companies. And they're like, well, the date that you put on it needs to be 3 weeks from today because it's going to take us a while to process. 3 weeks? So to me, it's just like, this letter needs to go out today or tomorrow. It's just like, no, we have this process and we have to edit and we have to do this and do that. It's like, okay, government. So getting used to that, government, getting used to those things is very difficult. And also, I tell people all the time that I feel like I'm a brand new dispatcher now. They gave me a 16-page list of new acronyms. I thought I was done with acronyms. And now they have this. I'm like, what government. Was that? It's just like, Cal OES, a lot of it is technology as well. So they're talking about things like API and ESINETs. And I'm like, oh, boy. So now I'm having to learn all of that stuff, right? Yeah. So it's a different transition for something that I've known for 20 years and I could do in my sleep to something now that I need to be 100% all in for. And even if they tell me it, I need to ask the question again the next time because there's not a lot of a space up there in that sponge to kind of absorb stuff. So, I'm a couple of years older than I was when I started in this industry.
Just a couple.
So that plays into it as well for me. So, it's an adjustment for sure.
Yeah. There's definitely, and we were kind of joking when we were talking offline about, we always prepare our new employees for how they're going to transition into the role of a dispatcher. And, it's almost to the point where we should be working on those people who are going to be leaving the communication center, if they're leaving in good standing, to help them transition back to normal life. So Joe, I know you've got a time crunch and you may have to drop soon, but you recently transitioned away from a communication center into a different role. How has that process been for you?
It's been wild. I'm still working at my agency part-time to help with succession planning. And they just announced recently that they are going to take my position and split it into two positions. Wow. So that's a huge.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah, wow. It's a great thing for the people that will replace me, that they're getting more help. But going to a completely different new entity and working in the private world, like Don said, it's kind of interesting when he said APIs and this other stuff where there's not much space up there, and hearing those things and being a product manager for agriculture, specifically working with pigs, has been different. But when I say working with pigs, pig farms and utilizing technology there for efficiencies and getting them connected, because when you're in the middle of nowhere at a farm or something, sometimes the service can be tough to obtain. And so working at a company that still has an impact in the community we live in, the state we live in, we're number one in pork production in the state of Iowa, and also feeding the world, makes me feel like I'm still giving back to the community, which was a big part that I wanted to find a job where I was still able to give back. Mm-hmm. And so for that, that part still exists. Now it's like Don said, learning something completely new.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to kind of pick on John here because he and I have had conversations about, and Don, you mentioned it, learning a new language, all these acronyms that you thought, oh, I don't have to do this anymore. So John, how was that for you, going from something where you knew it like the back of your hand to what are they talking about?
Very hard at first. I'd say it took about 2 to 3 weeks because I hear them over and over again. And it was just, you know, in dispatch, I equate it to 10 in signal codes. We know them. So now all these acronyms and abbreviations are the equivalent that, okay, people outside have talked about and talked with every day in just normal business speak. And in at least local government where I'm from, looking back, you could probably associate some of those terms in local government, but they were never used like that. It's like, just talk to me in plain English. KPI, OKR.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what are all these big acronyms and terms that, okay, you know what? So we're all on the same page is what
yeah.
you mean.
No, or, no. We have to align.
These are the things I need to do to be successful. Okay, that's fine. So I equate it just learning that language and communication is that like new term and acronym is no longer a 10 or signal code.
Yeah. Well, and I think all of us have talked about, and Doug and Glenn, I'll be, you know, I'm going to pick on you in a second, but there's this real sense of we've done this for so long that we can do it with our eyes closed in our sleep. You bring it on. And now suddenly we're the new guys. And that's hot. And one of the immediate feelings that I had is when I first got hired was in my new job is, man, I wish I could go back and hold the hands of all of those newbies.
Yes.
It's just being in that feeling was overwhelming. So Doug, I know your situation is a little bit different because how you transitioned and what you transitioned into, you know, it's different than kind of what we've been talking about.
It's a lot different, but before I say anything, I just want to say, Joe, I do love honey baked ham. So thank you.
Yes. Amen.
But I will tell you, going from, and here, I'll take it even further back. I was a private investigator for 10 years before I ever worked for the Highway Patrol. And I worked all kinds of hours with that job. As you can imagine, they were, you know, whenever we're following somebody or doing whatever we had to do, it was all different hours. Then when I worked for the Highway Patrol, it was all different hours, graveyard, and like that. Later in my career, we kind of got it down to where I could work like, you know, 6 to 6 or something like that. So I didn't really have to work, but I was always constantly getting calls. I mean, Jill will tell you that my phone never stopped ringing with people around the state asking questions about this or that or whatever. So I was so used to getting those calls, and then to go from not being that source of information to where everybody wants to call that stuff was difficult. So that's why with our company, we offer classes on graveyard and holidays and after hours, because the point is they don't work 9 to 5 or 8 to 5. Why should I do it? And I'm so used to doing it anyway, I really don't care as what time we do. So I know I taught a class not long ago in Tennessee or someplace. And I was starting the class at 1 a.m. And the people in the class were like, why are you here? And I'm like, because you're here. That's why I'm here. So, I mean, the transition has been a little bit different for me because of that. I've had my own company.
Right.
I can work these different hours. But I will tell you one thing that does drive me a little bit cuckoo is that, just like Don said, this 100 to 10, going from that is so, to me, difficult. It is really fun to throw me for a loop over my, I've been retired like, what, 2.5 years, 3 years? It's like, it is really like, it's hard to get that kind of, you know, I want something like, somebody just called and here's what's going on. It's like, oh my God. It's like, instead of, it's like the cable bill.
Oh, I'll call you, Doug. I'll do that for you.
Yeah. Great. So, Glenna, you know, you're still in the communication center, but you have transitioned from being line level, you know, very busy, very involved in everything. And you have transitioned into a new role. It's still within the dispatch center, but how has that been for you? And has, how has that transition been processed by you, your family, you know, your outlook, that kind of thing?
So I have gone from 100 to maybe about 50. I mean, maybe not 10 yet, but it is a little bit of a slower pace as supervision, because I don't have 3 seconds to answer my phone, or I'm going to get, you know, deemed on a percentage or something like that. So I really struggled at first with 10-hour days. So before, we would have the 12-hour days that could turn into 16 hours at any given moment. Mm-hmm. And so you prepare for that, and that's your life. You know, you wake up, everything that you do during your work week has to do with work. You have to get an adequate amount of sleep. You have to make sure that you're food prepping, because you don't have time to just, oh, what am I going to eat today? And if you don't, you're eating fast food and then you feel like crap. So the biggest thing for me was to go from 12-hour shifts or 16-hour shifts to 10-hour shifts. And then the other thing that I really struggled with, and I still do, at the end of a dispatch shift, you're done. Your most important job at the end of that shift is to leave work at work. I have the hardest time not finishing what I'm doing if it's a schedule. Now, schedules take weeks. And the first time that I had to put everything together, I ended up with a 16-hour day. And then I was like, oh, I can't work anymore, but this isn't done. And I didn't know what to do. And when I went to my lieutenant and I said, this is what I'm struggling with, he was laughing. He was like, just set it down and go home. And so I did, I set something down and I would go home, and then I wouldn't be able to sleep because it's sitting on my desk and it's not done. And I've been doing it now for over a year. So it's a little bit different for me now, but.
So you're saying more things aren't done.
Wow.
Now, what do I need to get?
Love you.
And then I have also been off work for a couple of weeks because I was on medical leave, and so I was sitting at home. You guys all know home is my little RV right now. And I was like, this is what retirement will look like, and it was a little scary. So I sat down with my husband. I said, no, we're gonna have to do a better job planning for retirement. So that's going to end up, I think, being a whole other issue, is how do you plan for retirement and what are you going to be retiring to? Because I can't imagine just, you know, not going at 50 miles an hour, not going at 100 miles an hour me. And that's really scary for me right now. So, yeah.
Well, and that's funny because we've talked about this, you know, in different conversations with everybody on this panel. You know, we all, while you're in the thick of working in the communication center, you can't wait for retirement. But then when it presents itself, you think, I'm not ready to just do nothing. And so every single one of us is still doing something. There, it's not, none of us have retired. We're still working. We're still involved in a job. And I agree when you said that, it's like, because I can't imagine myself just getting up in the morning and doing a whole lot of nothing. And I'm, you know, don't have that many friends, so y'all have to stick around. Oh, Don, what do you
Well, we're used to the adrenaline, right? We're used to that dopamine hit that we would get during a pursuit, like Doug was mentioning, or during whatever. So to not have that, it's like, where are we going to get that from? You know, skydiving? No thanks.
Yeah, no thank you. But I think for people who are looking at retirement as being a destination, just know that it's not going to look like what you think it is, and really evaluate how much of downtime do you need? Because even, you know, take a week, take a couple of weeks, have a great vacation, you know, but it is really hard to go from 100 miles an hour to zero.
Now, Don, you were a director, right?
Manager, yeah.
Yeah, manager, yeah. Director. Okay. So was your transition, I mean, typically I would presume it was an 8-hour shift, right? 8-hour day.
No, I worked 4-10s.
Oh, okay. And now you're 5-8s back on the state side? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, you're talking about the Glenna of going from longer to shorter.
Yeah. Well, it took me probably, I was having a conversation with somebody that I used to work with, and it, she said, tomorrow is like Wednesday. And I'm like, oh, that's right. It's your Monday. And I finally got used to Monday being Monday.
Yeah.
That's weird because we always talk about,
I will never understand
you know,
that.
Thursday's my Monday, you know, that kind of thing. So that was really weird.
You know, what was kind of scary though for me at the very beginning of my career in dispatch is there was a lot of very senior dispatchers that worked in the office I was in. Mm-hmm. And they all smoked heavily. And they, you know, this one, they had ashtrays on the consoles. It was like, this is how long time ago. And so, like three of them retired within probably a year of each other. And all three died within a short period of time. And we were all like, holy shit, is that what our careers are going to be?
Yes. Wasn't that scary, Doug?
Oh, very scary. I mean, it was like, holy cats. But I mean, it was just, after a while, I was just thinking, you know what? I don't know what their deal is outside of this office. Who knows what's going on with them? I mean, we can't look at it and say they left dispatch, now they're dead. It's like, no, they left dispatch and I don't know what they did. So,
well, and hopefully we're doing better as a profession for, you know, living at least as long outside of the comm center as you did inside the comm center. But that is our time right now. So,
okay. Well, that was a good conversation.
It really was. And again, we could go on for hours, but so Doug, hey, tell us
the time now.
Where can people hear us?
Hey, you know what? We're available on everything you could think of, every kind of social media you could think of, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. It's got a great account on YouTube. We got all the videos up there. We're on every podcast platform you could think of. We're all over the place there. We even got some TikTok videos going up too. So we're everywhere. You should be listening to us on everything. We're only 15 minutes long or about. Because you can listen to it on your way to work or maybe on your way home or maybe on a break. But that's the thing. And then talk about it with your peers and say, hey, they were just talking about this topic. What are we doing about that? So, yes, take a listen. Tell your friends. Let us know. If you want to be in the box like Don is up there, just send us an email and say, hey, you know what? I'd love to join you guys. We'll make it happen. There you go.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Well, everybody, have a great shift. And we'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Watson Consoles is a proud sponsor of the We Speak Dispatch podcast. For more information or to schedule a showroom tour, visit watsonconsoles.com.